Welcome to the NewsRamp Insurance Podcast. I'm your host, Max Newsman, eager to share today's top business stories with you. NewsRamp.com selects the latest news from leading sources, ensuring you get the most pertinent information. A quick reminder, this podcast is created with the help of AI and AI voices, but the stories we cover are entirely real. You can find the full news articles on NewsRamp.com. It's Friday morning, July 12th, 2024, and we've curated an intriguing lineup of insurance news for you today. So whether you're in transit, at the gym, or at home, join us as we begin. Starting off with our first headline.
Biochar Now and AgriCap Group LLC introduce insured high-integrity biochar carbon credits with custom-structured insurance support from AXA. Biochar Now, in collaboration with AgriCap Group LLC, introduces insured high-integrity biochar carbon credits for purchase. This innovative offering ensures the authenticity and reliability of carbon credits, providing peace of mind to buyers and investors in the carbon market through the launch of the Insured Carbon Program. Biochar Now has received an ISCC Plus certification for utilizing sustainable wood in its patented process to produce high-quality biochar that generates high-integrity carbon credits. The high-integrity carbon credits undergo rigorous validation and verification audits by accredited third-party auditors and are insured from creation through retirement to guarantee their integrity. The Insured Carbon Program, designed by AgriCap Group LLC, includes a custom-structured insurance program by AXA that protects the production of biochar carbon credits against major weather interruptions, devaluation, degradation, deterioration, or invalidation for the life of the carbon credit.
Thank you for joining us today. That's it for this episode of the NewsRamp Insurance Podcast. As a reminder, NewsRamp curates news from leading newswires like Newsworthy.ai, 24-7PressRelease.com, NewsDirect.com, and BlockchainWire.io. We encourage you to visit NewsRamp.com to read all of today's news.